line. God help us to participate in souls being saved, God, for the glory of God, that they can reach the peak, the mountaintop in Jesus, that they can make it, God, and hear the words, well done, praise the Lord. God, just help us, God, to be the servant that you want us to be, Lord. We'll praise you. Thank you, Lord, throughout all eternity, God. Bless those requests that was given in this morning. Some just getting out of the hospitals and operations and surgeries. God bless them, Lord. And bless those that couldn't come tonight. God, all our lost loved ones, God, that need to be saved. Pray, God, that you bless them, Lord. Bless them and strengthen them, Lord. I got brothers and sisters, God, need to be saved, nephews and nieces. Lord, bless them, help them, God. Cousins, God, I pray that you bless them, Lord. Help them to come to know you on your terms and on your ground, God. Bless them, Lord, and help them, God. Pray, God, that you bless our visitors. Continue to bless them to come and bless us to help them when they get here, God. God, in the name of Jesus, for the glory of God, help us, Lord, continue to go forward, to move forward, God. We'll thank you and we'll praise you, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let it all be done in the name of Jesus. Lord, we'll praise you, God. Lord, we'll praise you. Lord. I tell you, there's nothing wrong with waiting on the Lord. What the Bible says about those that wait upon the Lord? Praise the Lord. I tell you, I'm looking for something new from God. I'm looking to be renewed or something new. Ain't you? Praise the Lord. These people perish if they ain't got a vision. I'm going to tell you something. You starve yourself to death not having no faith in God. You ain't really going nowhere if you can't see God doing nothing. Believing in God and trusting in Him. You really decaying instead of prospering in the Lord. What page you got in this thing?
114 and Him was good.
114 in that other book. 114 in the hymns of the Spirit. Stand on the
Thank you.
person, Robert, I thought it sounded like you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're taking the cord now. Praise the Lord. Thank God for standing on the promises. Amen. Praise the Lord. That no sense in falling and fear and trembling and shaking. Amen. Stand. Praise the Lord. God will help you stand. Amen. We better have some boldness to stand now, because we sure won't have to stand before the Son of God. We read that scripture the other week. All is going to stand before the judgment seat of God. Stand. Amen. If you fall down on that day, you sure be a mess. Huh? Praise the Lord. We need to stand now. Sure need to stand in. Luke said that we need to pray that we be counted worthy to stand before the Son of God. Counted worthy to stand. Amen. He will knock the knees out from under some of them. Because he said every knee is going to bend and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen. If some of them ain't going to be able to stand, they're going to have to bow because he said so.
Thank you.
pearly gates, ain't you?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, I'm happy on my way, and I feel like I'm getting nearer every day, don't you?
Praise the Lord.
God's coming this soon, and it's getting sooner and sooner. It's not getting further and further away. Praise the Lord. I know this world lives like there ain't no tomorrow. And when Jesus comes back, there ain't going to be no tomorrow. Huh? That'll be the beginning of the last day for this world. Amen. They'll be on Jesus' time then. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's going to come back and rule this world for 1,000 years. Amen. That's when we sit today. That's at the end of Revelation when the ones that's named written down in the Lamb's Book of Life will be able to enter in that New Jerusalem and come out. All of those that's written in the name of God, you'll be working for God. Praise the Lord. I'm working for them now, but I know I'll be working for them then. Praise the Lord. Or do you feel like a worker? Amen. Trying to get something done for God? That's what it's all about, church. Trying to get something done for the Lord. Amen. God didn't put us here just to pass the time away. He put us here to reveal the Word of God, the mercies of the Lord, the presence of God, the Spirit. Amen. To show people the way. Amen. Everybody ain't on the meat. Paul told them that in Corinthians. He said, I know some of y'all still on the meat. He said, I know you're carnal. He said, I got to talk to you like babies. Raise them up, praise the Lord. Amen. He didn't take you nowhere to kick them out. When God gives you the message, the right one to do it, you won't have to do it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I feel like going on for God, don't you? Praise the Lord. That rain sounds so good out there, don't it? God, just rain right down on us, Lord. Just pour your Spirit out on us. Praise the Lord. Amen. I wouldn't care if the whole house just filled. They talked about how it happened years ago in the Old Testament. I can't doubt it. That's the Word of God. He said the Spirit of God coming there, and it was so thick that the people of God couldn't even go in there. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hey, man, I hope it gets so thick tonight we'll have to get out there in the rain and the parking lot is going to shout. Praise God. Somebody said, oh, I don't want to get wet. Praise the Lord. Let God just flood your soul. Amen. That life will come up out of your eyes and then get you wet. Praise the Lord. He said there'd be rivers of living water. Amen. You sure won't live without no water. You better thank God for the rain. The water, too. Praise the Lord. You can live longer without food than you can water. I told some of them a while back I was sick and couldn't eat. I ain't going to get on into every part of the story, but I told them, I said, boy, it's fasting. It's fasting and without praying, I mean, that's pretty tough. I said, if you ain't eating, you better sure be fasting and praying. Because if you just miss your meals and ain't praying, buddy, you can wind up in a mess. You'll be starving and hungry in more ways than one. It's best to mix prayer with your fasting. Even if you can't eat on the kind of sickness, pray more. Praise the Lord. What you got, Miss Pam? Let's sing another, praise the Lord. Y'all find some nothing. Anybody got one out there want to sing? Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I've got a victory, Sister Pam. What page?
179.
It's funny how one can hit them notes and another can't. And then Brother Robert Lee could hit every one of them. It's funny how that works. Brother Robert Lee was anointed to sing. If anybody's ever been anointed to sing, it was Brother Robert Lee. He'd sing all day and wouldn't ever quit. Y'all, what y'all seen in his singing years ago, it'd be 2 hours, 2.5 hours singing. And he'd sing with every one that got up to sing. If it was 10, 12 different ones, it didn't make no difference. And he didn't have to miss nerve notes or neither one. That's God when you can sing like that. I'm glad he lifted me out. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
tell it. You will. You'll want to tell it wherever you go. You will. If you've been truly born again, blood washed, blood bought, you know good and well you're going to want to tell that. Jesus saves you from a life of sin. It's going to show anyway. Huh? Because when God delivers you out of a life of sin, you're going to be a changed person.
Amen.
They can see the work of transformation. Amen. Praise the Lord. You'll start shedding off this world, and you'll start taking on the Word of God and the Spirit of the Lord too. Amen. You'll see evidence. Amen. Sanctification will have to kick in sometime or another. Amen. And I tell you, if they keep coming, they'll keep hearing something about some sanctification.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We'll try to lead them right on to heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's a heavenly place that's designed for just us, not just for you and me or this little church. Amen. There's going to be a lot of people in heaven. And a lot of them are going to be because they was won to Christ. Now, there's going to be some that Christ won himself. There's some that are being born out of due time, like Paul. He was born out of saints and some of the other disciples and apostles, but he still called himself an apostle. I tell you, God can still save through us, through you. Right by himself, he can come down and save a soul. Amen. God can still save. Y'all pray for Sister Amy. We're going to turn the service over to her. She's a good Lord. Y'all pray for her. God bless you. Give her every word she needs.
Appreciate you, Lord.
And
chapter 46. I said this morning I wasn't sure how many more sermons we could have in Ezekiel, but you know, I'm not on my time. I try not to follow my time. I try to follow the Lord's time. So it may be two more messages. This may be the last one. It may be six more messages. I don't know, but I do feel like we are coming to a close in Ezekiel, but I don't know how long that close is going to be. So, y'all be with y'all. Ain't tired of the jerry.
Just
that's right. I just want to make sure we are on the same page.
Okay, Lord.
But if you have your Bibles, Ezekiel chapter 46, in verse 18, you're also going to be in Ephesians, if you want to hold your place there. But the first place I skip scripture is Ezekiel chapter 46. In verse 18. When you find people saying it. Ezekiel 46 and 18. Moreover, the prince shall not take of the people's inheritance by oppression to thrust them out of their possession, but he shall give his son's inheritance out of his own possession, that my people may not be scattered, every man from his possession. Now, if you will, flip over to Ephesians chapter 12, chapter 6 and verse 12. That's Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now in verse 18 in Ezekiel, he said, the prince shall not come in and take away anyone's inheritance. Said he can't force them out of their inheritance. Said that he can give them part of his inheritance. And what he meant was, in Ezekiel, he meant that who he made prince, who was king, could not take away the children of Israel's possession and their inheritance, because they've been given to them by God. All the prince could do was give them more of an inheritance and of a possession. But this afternoon, when I was studying for the message and been praying a little bit, and the Lord, I got to thinking, and the Lord got talking to me about some stuff. You know, such a thing, the devil can't come in and take everything from you. You know, what he does to you is plant little things in your way, little stumbling blocks. That's what he, not just you specifically, that's what he does to Mama, that's what he does to Brother Tony, that's what he does to me, that's what he does to Daddy, Sister B, every one of us. He plants things in your way. See, the devil can't come in and take everything from you. He can't do that. I don't believe that the devil can cross that bloodline unless you give him permission. Unless you let down your walls and get holes in the wall and open up your windows, spiritually speaking, and let him, he can't just walk in and take everything from you. But what he can do is when we're not careful, and not only when we're not careful, but when we are careful, he plants things in our way. He said the prince couldn't take away from you. He adds to you a little weight here, a little burden here, a little troubles here, a little trials here, a little problem here, a little difficulty there, a mountain here, a mountain there. That's the way the devil does. He adds things to us. You ever, there's a book called Pilgrim's Progress. Anybody ever read Pilgrim's Progress? It's very difficult reading because it's written in like old English, which is not something that's common. We used to talk and where you understand us. We used to read where you can't understand nothing. You know, I've never read it personally. I've read pieces of it for works and things, but I have never read the entirety of the book. But it's the gist of it is it's a traveler. And as he goes through his life, it's like he's walking on the Christian journey. And as he goes through his life, it's like he'll get weights added unto him, and then he'll learn how to deal with the problem, and then he'll get another problem, and then he'll learn how to deal with that. It goes on and on and on about the burdens he bears and the things he bears. But y'all help me out now. I know it's storming and we're listening to the rain, but y'all help me out, okay? But this is what the Lord laid on my heart this afternoon. The devil can't come in and take everything from you. The Lord don't give him that power, Sister Ethel. He can't come in. The Lord, he told Job, the devil told the Lord, said, you've got hands around him. I can't come in and get his stuff. I can't come in and harm him. Even when he could get to his stuff, his family, his possession, his animals, his house, he still couldn't get to the physical Job because God had hedges around Job. He had protection around Job. So the devil just can't come in to the airport and say, I'm just going to take everything she's got. I'm going to rid her of everything. I'm going to destroy all her spiritual work. The devil can't come in today and take your progress with God. He can't come in and take that spiritual journey you want and how far you've made. He can't come in and do that, but what he can do is put stumbling blocks in your path and try to make you trip. That was what he done to Daniel. He put a stumbling block. He said, I'll give him a couple lines and I'll try to stumble. That's when he told the Lord about Job. He said, I tell you, if you'll just let down that hedge, he'll fail you. He'll slip up. I'll put something in his path to make him stumble. What the devil's doing to you is trying to get you to stumble. He's putting stumbling blocks in your path just so you'll trip, Sister Lisa. I tell you, that's what the problem is. He's not going to come in and take everything from you. The Lord won't let him do that. But what the Lord does allow is he'll put a stumbling block here. And he'll put a problem here. And he'll give you a difficulty here. But Sister Lisa, what you got to keep doing. See, that's the thing. We're not fighting against physical things. We're not fighting against things you can see, Sister Ethel. You can't always physically see where the devil's working. And that's how he trips up a lot of us. It's because you can't see a principality. You can't see a power. Sometimes you don't know where the ruler of darkness is working, Sister Ethel. That's what makes the devil. That's what makes it hard, Sister Dana. That's what makes our battle so tough, Sister Ethel. Them mountains so high, them rivers so long, them rivers so deep. That's what makes it hard. It's because you can't always see where he's working.
That's right. That's the Lord.
Never try to take my voice. Sister Ethel, it's hard to see a principality. I believe there's demons. I believe there's demons and angels that dwell with us. Because it said you entertain angels unaware. You wouldn't know they'd be there, but they'd be there. I believe it's the same thing with demons. I believe there's demons around that walk And the Lord opens your eyes sometimes so you can see them. You can't always see them, but He opens your eyes sometimes to see them. But in the natural realm right now, don't not one of us right here. If you see any demons or angels in the midst, you let me know. But right now, I don't believe you see them, because we're not always made to see them. That's just like the devil. You're always in the presence of the devil, but you're always in the presence of the Lord. The Lord's always looking at you, but the devil's always looking at you too, Sister Ethel. And you can't see how He's working. Just like we have to have faith to believe God's working. We can't always see, but we believe it. But the devil's working just like that. You better believe it. He's always working, even though you can't see it. Principalities and powers, Sister Dina. He's working unaware. And we walk through this life, stumbling over things because He's putting it in our path. And it's hard to tell where He's going to do and what He's going to do, how far He's going to go, what's going to happen, what's our next problem, what's our next issue. We walk it by faith. We blind to what the devil's going to do. Sometimes we blind to what the Lord's going to do. We just walk it, trusting that whatever comes up, the Lord's going to help us through it. That's why it said in the last days, if at all possible, the very elect would be deceived. Sister Dana, I'm not preaching here to preach doom and gloom. I'm here to tell you. The devil, you don't have to be. This is where Christians mess up a lot. Lord, I must be done something. Well, you very well might have. But that ain't always the case. We feel, well, we bring, I believe, in man-made trials. I don't know if I'm the first preacher to ever say that or not, but I believe in man-made trials. I believe we cause at least 80% of our own problems, Sister Ethel. Amy's biggest problem is Sister Amy. I go through a lot of things because of me. I wouldn't have to go through them, Sister Ethel, if I would trust in the Lord and have faith and watch out, watch where I'm going. But I'm too busy looking everywhere else, and I trip my fall over stumbling blocks because of principalities and powers. My problem most of the time is my own self. But I do believe that the devil puts things in front of you, and he tries to trip you up. I'm telling you, you hold on to the hand of the master weapon. Hold on. What's that song? Get me out. Hold to God's unchanging hand. He ain't getting me tonight. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Have that first trust
in Him who will not fail.
Sister Ethel, they talk. He said, look up, from whence cometh ye help. But you also got to be looking down to make sure you don't stumble. Sister Dana, it don't have to be a sin. It don't have to be a punishment. Lord, this has got to be something I've done. This has got to be something I've said. It don't always have to be like that, Sister Lisa. It's tests and trials. As a Christian, you're going to be tested and you're going to be tried until the Lord calls you home or takes you out of here. You're going to be tested and you're going to be tried because it's a trying time. We are in a trying time. We are fighting principalities and we are fighting powers. You're not fighting flesh and blood. You're fighting principalities and you're fighting power. And you got to be looking up and you got to be looking down. Lord, look where I'm going while I hold the God that changes hands.
When
you look at it ain't Him. It's principalities and power. I played out told the girl one time. I said, it ain't you. It's the devil in you.
That's right.
She had worried me at school and worried me and worried me. And I knew it was the devil because I just started preaching good. And she had been my best friend. And she started worrying me. And it was on me about everything. About my skirt, about my hair, about my long sleeve, about no jewelry, about no makeup, about this, about that. I said, honey, I'm just going to tell you flat out. It ain't you, but it sure is the devil in you. And I'm tired of it. And from then on, I never had no more trouble, Sister Heaven. Sometimes you got to call it out. And it ain't always about what you've done. It's just about how you chose this life. You chose the good and you chose the bad. It's the one man build a house and don't count up the cost. The bad is once you sign off with Jesus, you sign off with the devil and he's going to do what he can to get you back.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's like warring tongues.
Praise the Lord.
black man. When you sign off with one, you sign off with another. When you sign off with that one, you sign off with another. They love you, sister. The Lord likes you, and the devil likes you. And if the Lord can get you and keep you, that's what he's going to do. But if the devil can get you and keep you, that's what he's going to do too. You got to watch. He said, watch and pray. Look up for the Lord to tell you what to do, and look down to do it. Watch where you're going, Sister Dana. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with being tested and tried. It don't mean you've done nothing. It don't mean you're going the wrong way. It don't mean you ain't serving the Lord. A lot of people say, Lord, this trial, I must not be serving the Lord. You take everything backwards. I started shouting one time. The devil told me, he said, you ain't saved. I said, Lord, yes, I am. Because you're the liar. You're the prince of lies. So if you're telling me I ain't, then I'm doing something right. That when it comes to you, it's testing and trying. You're doing something right, Sister Dana. When they come to you and they're pushing you and they're pressing you, you're doing something right. You need to keep doing it. This morning, like I said, you got to be consistent when it's good, when it's bad, when it's hurting, when it's ugly. If you got a nothing but thorns, you got to be consistent. I got amen from heaven. Did y'all hear that? You got to be consistent, Sister Eva. You got to keep going when it's hard to keep going. And it don't mean that you've done nothing wrong. It just means you got to keep going. The road is all about keep going. If the Lord had any road signs, it'd be keep going. Keep going. No matter what you're fighting, no matter what you're facing, you got to keep going. You've come too far. You turn back now. We've come a long way, Sister Baby. We've come a long way. This August, I've even saved 13 years. I've come a long way. Sister Dina, it don't matter if you haven't been saved for 5 years, 5 minutes, 2 minutes. You've come too far to turn back now. Because even then, that's your only journey. You started your journey. Now you didn't turn around and go back. That won't do nothing. It's heaven or it's hell. So we don't preach enough on heaven and hell. It's heaven or it's hell. But you will be tested and tried till you die. So don't worry about why the trial's there. Just keep going. Just keep going. He said if you have to fix something, lay it on the altar, fix it, keep going. In the Bible, the whole thing is keep going. Keep going. I appreciate the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And I appreciate y'all. And I felt like the message was, watch where you're going.
Yeah.
And keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate y'all.
Praise the Lord. And he said there in that book of Ephesians that you may be able to stand the day of evil. Amen. Don't let someone get through this world without facing the evil, the torment, the